I had to change the flat tire on the way to church one Sunday, and you say, church will be over. You were changing the flat tire.
Church will be over in a little while.
Talking about, well, you might say, well, I thought I had time to get there, but I got caught in traffic on the way to the post office, and it was closed.
By the time I got there.
The enemy, and the fellow that they told you when you were the enemy of God, the fellow they told you, you better watch out for when you were coming up with what?
The enemy what?
The enemy of God.
The enemy of God?
Yeah.
The devil?
Okay. He fell from top there. And
yeah,
and
burned his wings.
What did that
Satan?
For
him? Satan?
Okay, old what? Old
little fire and brimstone.
you're as mean as old. What are the names they call him? If you don't watch out, the who's going to get you?
Nice. Devil going to get you.
Booger?
Booger Bear? No, that wasn't a devil.
Booger Man?
Booger Man wasn't a devil.
Who was he? Booger Man was just a...
That's just a myth of something to scare somebody. Booger Bear now, you know, it'll be something like a monster or an animal, something like that.
Yeah. Did you ever hear any stories about houses you couldn't go to?
Oh, yeah. A few houses, mostly like up where we hunt now, they got a good tale, and it's a true tale.
Tell me.
Okay?
I ain't heard a ghost story.
I think I read in the paper where they got a movie coming out that's similar to this, and it might have been taken from it. Now this, they used to tell over the campfire up there, just about every time we go up there hunting, old George, the one I told you died, old man, he used to tell it. He used to tell it all the way around the campfire. Back when a couple of wagons were moving across that part of the country, there was...
We got a campfire, but I'll turn the light at it
for more. I can even tell them better around the campfire.
Sure, I'm sure you can.
Anyway. There's this family moving through with the rest of the train, covered wagon train, and this little baby fell off the wagon or got lost off the wagon somehow. And the people never noticed until they got miles away. Well, the baby crawled off something. And this is what they derived it from. Over the years, people that hunted up there, and there are very few people lived up there, began seeing or hearing screams in the woods like a woman scream. Well, old George told it, he'd seen it before. It looked like a woman with long, long hair all the way down to her knees, and all kinked up, knotted up, and dark skin, almost like it never washed in her life, you know. And traveled around with a pack of wolves. Everywhere you seen her, if you saw her, it was the wolves with her. Well, when my daddy was a boy hunting up there, and it's years ago, he'll tell you the tale now. That old George sent him and a couple other guys out on deer skin, and old George made a drive. And when he made a drive back in them days, they could go for miles just to make a drive. And he only had maybe one or two standards. He's talking about miles of wood. Didn't have many deer back then, not where I hunt now.
Yeah.
So they had to drive for miles and miles. If it struck, it struck. If it didn't, it didn't, you know. So he had to sit out in the cold. Well, sent Daddy out one of these old tram roads out in the woods somewhere, and he sat down, you know, it's cold. So he sat out there, so he built him a little fire. He wasn't supposed to now. You don't build no fire on deer skin. So he went to hearing the dogs, so he left his fire and walked down the tram road a little bit. And he heard a scream. He turned around and seen this look like a woman. Long, long, shaggy hair, all the way down. And screamed and jumped over the fire and ran back into the woods. Well, he got scared and shit. Now, it was supposed to be, excuse me.
That's okay.